And so now it's on. And just state your name and where you live.
It's R.W. Young. Well, mail is Hadman.
Okay.
And box 494.
Okay, and how old are you, Mr. Young?
I'm 79.
Alrighty. And now, what years were you at the Hadman Settlement School? Did you go to school up there?
Well, I went, that's about the only place I ever did go to school.
Uh-huh.
I started there, I was 6 years old when I started. They didn't have much kindergarten then. I don't know about the dates of that.
Right.
'Cause they was just very little.
Mm-hmm.
And I started it. I went through 12 grades. And that's about all. I just remember a little bit ago down in the first, second, third grades,
mm-hmm.
our teacher was Miss Treadway and Miss Manshart, I believe was her name. And then when it got up to the fifth grade, Faith Hill was your teacher. And then the sixth, Mrs. West, I don't know what her first name was. And then, let's see, there's a sixth grade. And the seventh and eighth, I had Mr. Potter and Bevy Pratt. Bevy Perkins at that time.
Yeah.
And they taught, kind of alternated in the seventh and eighth. We were upstairs in that big room in the grade school building,
mm-hmm.
at both grades. And Bevy taught, I don't remember exactly, English and Potter taught English and history, I believe she taught. Potter taught math and it's hard for me to remember.
Well, okay.
And but I know Bevy taught us English.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into high school, I had Eda K. Smith and Prof. Smith, Professor Smith, Miss Standish, and Pearl Combs,
mm-hmm.
and that's about all I can think of right off.
What year did you
graduate? But I graduated in 1938.
Okay. Now, did you live up at the settlement school?
No. I lived down there at Frogtown.
Okay.
You know where Ron Chaffins lives down there now? I was born and raised in that old house right across the street.
Okay, so you walked to school.
Yeah. I didn't even eat lunch at school.
Mm-hmm.
I'd come home for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And
Did
Yeah, that was, I lived there all through, well, not that the last year. We finished that hotel building downtown and we moved down there. Mm-hmm. And I lived down there about the last year, 37. Just finished about the last year in school.
Mm-hmm. Now, did anybody else in your family go to school up there after the settlement?
Nobody stayed at the settlement.
Yeah, okay.
But my oldest brother, Charlie, he went all the way through school. I don't know where I guess he started. He might have been up in the grades a little bit. Mm-hmm. Then I had two sisters that went to school there. But next to my oldest brother, Shelby, he went to school in Car Creek, I think. He didn't go to school much. Mm-hmm. But he stayed over on Car. That's where my dad was from.
Yeah.
And he got just about what school he got. He may have gone some down there. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But the others did. My sisters. Well, one sister didn't finish. I don't know just how far she was. She quit along about the first part of high school.
Mm-hmm.
She got married and
oh.
Quit.
Yeah.
Well, my other sister then went on through, and Charlie and me,
mm-hmm.
we all went through
okay.
high school down there.
And you said you graduated in 1938?
38, yeah.
And, I don't know, let's just kind of talk about going to school there. What's some things you remember about being a high school student back then? I know Lib was telling me things about classes she took and teachers she liked. Maybe.
Well, Lib, she remembered things. She reminded me a lot of things.
Yeah.
That I remembered after that.
Or maybe what were some of your favorite classes? Maybe that'll help you. Classes you took that kind of stand out in your mind?
Well, I don't know that I had. I liked history pretty good. I took that under E. K. Smith.
Uh-huh.
And some science classes I liked. Had Miss Standish part of them, and Pearl Combs, I don't remember just what, I believe it was algebra that I had done in Pearl,
mm-hmm.
and I had geometry under J.F. Smith, the Professor Smith.
Did you take the manual training class?
Yeah.
What was
that? I liked that. That was Jethro Amber, you taught that.
What was he like?
Well, we just did a little carpenter work, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, learned carpenter is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But we made little things. I built a dresser and couple of bookshelves, and he built a lot of dulcimers during their class, you know.
He built them during class?
Huh?
You mean you saw him build them?
I saw him working on them.
Yeah.
He had the shop facility there,
mm-hmm.
and he'd bring his work with him sometime. He'd do a lot of work. Mm-hmm. We watched him work on that stuff. And yeah, we just learned all the tools, you know, and how to use them. And we built small things. Mm-hmm.
What kind of person was Jethro Ambergy? I mean, like his personality.
Well, I liked him. He was a pretty good fellow. Mm-hmm. I knew him. He had a twin brother that lived next door to me there at, when I was growing up. They lived there a while. Woodrow Emberg was a twin brother to Jethro. And I knew him and his family well. But Jethro, I didn't live close to him, but just in contact in school was about all I had to live.
Did he ever teach you all how to make the dulcimers, or?
No, that was just his. He made that. My boy bought that for me. That's close to the last one he made. Mm-hmm. I bought a couple from him for different ones.
Yeah.
And then at the last, my boy Bob bought that one for me. Some kind of Christmas present or something. Mm-hmm. He plays them and he's got a dozen or more, I guess.
Yeah.
But I never could play much.
Do you think that class you're in, that manual training class, do you think that was helpful for you later on in life?
Oh, yeah. I learned a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
They had our manual training class was in an old building that they called the, let's see, what did they call that first? It was where the first power plant. They had a 32-volt power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a steam engine, and they run a lot of stuff with steam.
Mm-hmm.
And it burned down. But they had that mostly for the school. They branched out a little bit. We got it for a little while. We had it up till about 9:30 at night, and then they shut it off.
Yeah.
And that old building burnt down. They built another one in there then. And well, that was after I had shop there. They moved it out there in one of those log cabins.
The manual training.
Below the grade school building.
Mm-hmm.
There was two log cabins out there. One of them was earlier was used for some kind of a classroom. And then the cabin, they just called it the cabin. People stayed there. I mean, they lived there. Some of the teachers or something. But there, after that building burned, they moved the shop out there in one of those cabins. And I did go a little bit there, but that was right up towards the last of it. But one, maybe 2 days a week. When it was in the eighth grade, we got to go to manual training.
Mm-hmm. Was that just for the boys?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they ever. They may be up in later years to let some of the girls go to.
Uh-huh.
But that old cabin there was, I mean, there were two cabins side by side. And then they had a big garden in behind it. Old man Doc Pratt worked there. He tended a garden for the school. They had a big barn and had cattle. They had about 9 or 10 head of cattle, a cow, milk cows. And they would take them up that holler to the pasture of a day. And some of the boys that took care of them would go get them and bring them. They'd have to block the road and bring them across the road down the lane there to the barn. And then the boys would milk them and take care of the, carry the milk over to the kitchen over there where the Masonic building. Yes. They called it the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at the Eastover house up on the hill where that block building is now.
Mm-hmm.
Along there. And they had a, in that old, well, I don't know. I guess they had the pump there then too. After they rebuilt that building where they had their steam engine and all boiler, they had a big old pump there and they'd pump water back up on top of the hill up there. They had a big reservoir up there.
Yeah.
And they had a gauge. They could see as it pulled up, you could read it from the pump house down there, how near full it was.
So that, and was that so they kept running water?
That was for the school, yeah. They had pipe to the buildings, all. And they had a little house up there they called a rest house, or rest home or something. They'd get out and walk up there, you know, and just sit around and rest and after their trip. That sat there for a long time. It finally just rotted down. And I don't know where they ever filled in that reservoir or what.
No, it's still up there.
It's still open tank.
Yep. Were there any other... Were there any other classes you remembered that maybe that you enjoyed or teachers maybe?
Well, there's a lot of people didn't like Edie K. Smith, but I did.
Why didn't people like her?
She was just kind of had a hateful attitude sometimes, and they'd fuss. Children getting a fuss with her, you know.
Yeah.
And they just didn't like her, but I did. She's an old-fashioned kind of woman. She'd talk slow, and but any time I ever ask her any questions or anything, she tried her best to answer me with them. And I just liked her for that. But now Jim Steele came while I was about a freshman, I guess, when he come there. And I think the second year, maybe, in my second year in high school, I took typing under him, mm-hmm. and library science. He taught the court library science, how to use a library and all, you know. And I liked that pretty well.
How did Mr. Steele get along with the students and things?
Who?
Mr. Steele.
All right, I think. I never did all of him fussing or anything with any of them.
Yeah. Well, but, go ahead.
There were some teachers there that I didn't have classes under. But, I didn't know much about them.
What are some of the things that y'all used to do, or maybe just things that you did? Were you in any clubs or things maybe y'all did after school, activities that you were involved in because of school?
No, we didn't have to watch that kind of stuff. I never was on a team, but I played ball with some. Mm-hmm. And we had just be too small to play on now, I guess, that old gym that they had. It burned out a few years ago. They rebuilt it, I think, and cut it up in classrooms. Mm-hmm. They built a bridge across the right in front of the old high school that I used. I mean, coming down from home, I didn't have to go all the way around to get there. I had that built a bridge across there.
Was it just a walking bridge?
It had steps up to it. It was a good wide bridge, but it had to walk up steps to get on it. Mm-hmm. And then it went over to the hill over there.
Are there any, I guess one thing we're looking for too is, you know, we're just trying to get an idea of what it was like around here back then and going to school there. And you didn't live on campus, like you said, but
no.
Maybe there's stories or things that stick out in your head that I haven't asked you about or just something from that time.
So. I just can't think of anything special that happened. I know they was always having some kind of activities that we'd go to, school plays, we used to have a lot of fun with them when we have plays in school.
What sort of
I never was much of an actor.
What sort of place did y'all do?
Oh, we had Thanksgiving is about one of the biggest ones, right besides there always had a Christmas program. I remember in the 6th or 7th. Great, I guess it was. We had a Thanksgiving program, and I was Squanto, the Indian, was the part I had at that. And that's just about all I can remember about it.
I
there was always, nearly always something going on that, you know, like that. I just can't remember that often, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. Well, what kind of impact has going to the settlement school had on your life? I mean, graduating from there, and you went to school there all through up there. So what has that meant to you?
Well, it's been a whole lot. I got what education I have. Mm-hmm. I got it there. but like you say, I didn't have anything much to do with the settlement.
Right.
There was always a crowd there, and I was over there. I mean, I'd go over there with the boys that lived over there. And lots of stuff like that, but I never had any part in staying over there. I worked sometimes, and when I was just young, about mostly in the eighth grade, I think, when I started. In the summertime, I'd go down there and work, mm-hmm. and cut grass or anything like that they had to do. I worked when Miss Burns was the boss.
Uh-huh. And what was she like?
She was a pretty rough woman. but she was all right. I liked her. We got along good. Harold Sloan, he was Morgan Sloan's boy that worked there at the settlement for years and years. Morgan did. And Harold, his oldest boy, done a lot of work down there too.
Yeah.
But he was killed in the war. Harold was. but he and I worked together. Most of the time, Miss Burns and we were the only ones she could trust. She'd give us a job and send us off, you know, to sales somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them at work, she'd have to stand right over them.
Yeah.
But she took care of the barn. And the milking the cows. After she came there. She said, I don't know how long. She was there for a long time.
Yeah.